Oh, there.
Hello.
Okay. I don't remember what we did Thursday, Wednesday. We read the
We
whole,
ran through the Gemara.
we ran
We ran
through
through the Gemara.
it. Okay. We don't have to do that again. Okay. Hello, Rabbi May. Welcome back. Okay. You look like you're cold. It's still summer in Florida. What? No good?
You're
Yeah,
muted, Moses.
I'm
You know, I'm
muted.
not. Yeah, it's fall in Brooklyn.
Okay. Well, I can't get this camera right. Okay, so then let's try to get this. Okay, so we had this a strange Gemara, which is really trying to get the source of all the dinim. So basically, just saying outside, and then we get to, I want to go over the end again. That's where it gets very interesting. It brings that we have a drosh of aleha, Vayachos Ishto, which tells us that she herself doesn't go to evil. Then we have a drasha of Litzor, which tells us that she and the tzara are pater. And then the Gemara says, okay, and then the Litzor with a reish, it's tzara sarasa. And it says the ain yet achas isha sharayis minayim. So it seems to make a mamatzino. Then it asks, what about the tsaris of sharayis? So it seems to make the exact same mamatzino. Right, that's going to be very important when we get back to the Gemara, but superficially. The Gemara is making the exact same mamatzinu, which I think some of the people asked, I don't remember, is that it's strange. Obviously, if you make the mamatzinu on Aleha, so you make the exact same mamatzinu on Nitzor, it didn't even seem to be necessary to speak out. But that's what the Gemara does. Gemara speaks out. Okay. And what's a mamatzinu? The mamatzinu is just like Achos Isha is Erva, Kares, and Chatas, which are Chayra, three things, but the Pashas are all connected. So likewise, anything that's Erva, Kares, and Chatas, the same din. Okay, so let's start the Gemara again from there, the Yochum. Because this is the, I want to do that Rashi of Shein Sarda Me'och and the Tzivos Yeshanim. Okay. So Mar says, Yocho Shani Marbe Avsheshet Kamuras. Me'edev, she was the same Asuras. In other words, since I have a Hekesh, not a Hekesh, but I'm making a Mamatzinu, the Mamatzinu is saying that all Arayas are the same. So that same Mamatzinu should tell me that this then applies also to the Sheish Arayis. Now, the Tzivos Yeshanim points out, which is pretty obvious, that the Sheish Arayis cannot be B'makom Yibum, because you can never, that's Gufa, what makes the Sheish Arayis unique is that they're also to your brother, just like they're also to you. So what they're really saying is that this Mamatzinu, which tells me that we include all Arayis in the din of Litzur, so I should come out that even Shalom B'makom Mitzvah, the Sarah is Shalom B'makom Mitzvah's Yibam, the Erva Asa is a Sarah. In other words, there's some kind of contamination that the Erva goes ahead and puts an Iser on the Sarah, and therefore you can't marry the Sarah. It says, the Mara says, no, Amrit. What's the
there's a sheisharayas and then there's a tzara to the sheisharayas?
Yeah, in other words, let's say your mother. So your mother, you can't marry her, but your brother also cannot marry you because your brother may not.
It's not his mother because it's father's wife.
Right, whatever, because your brother, so your brother couldn't marry her either. So there's no way your brother could have been married to your mother. So therefore, so now what if some Joe Schmo off the street, he can be married to your mother, and then he dies, and he had two wives. So you can't marry your mother. So the Sin Litzur should tell us that you can't marry the wife, the other wife, that was together with your mother, because that was a Havamina, that since we're learning out from that all Arayas are the same. The Din of Litzur is written by Achos Ishto. So we should extend the Din Litzur to Imo. And therefore, even Shlomo Malko Mitzvah, there should be a Din of Litzur.
Does that gap come when we're saying Shlomo Malko Mitzvah, Shlomo Malko Mibum? Well, every marriage in the world has to exist. If someone's married to your wife's sister and married to another woman also, I also can't marry that other woman because she was married to my wife's sister.
Havamina, yes. According to this is not a real Havamina. This is what, Havamina in the Drasha. If we would make this Drasha, so obviously, that's what Tavis Sharm says at Beferish. I assume everyone agrees to that. That according to this Yocho, then I would say that Achos Ishto, even when it's not, because what's the difference? Just like the Imo is not B'makom Yibum, and yet it's answering the Sara. So that means that the Achos Ishto also will answer the Sara, Shlo B'makom Mitzvah. So that was the Yocho. Now that the Yocho Shneimar Ba'al Sheish Arayis Chamuras, which would mean that the Iser Erba answers the Sara. Nothing to do with Yibum. Nothing to do in this sort. Samadin, Erba, Asa, Zitzara. So Arid, no. Ma Achos Ishto Miuchedes
She'er. Isn't it a little funny because we learned that I think in the Mishnah we learned that it's only Bishas that they die. If one, let's say the Bita would die before, then the Tzara would be permitted. So, but over there by Sheish Arayis, it's not that we're trying to say in different case. We're trying to say that we're not trying to say it's nothing to do with Misa. It's Tamas like just being in that marriage would
have to do with Misa. Then when the husband dies and he has two wives. So just if you're not allowed to marry your mother who has one wife, then you can't marry the other wife.
It has nothing to do with the Nefila. I'm saying the Mishnah taught us already that everything's a din in the Nefila. The Mishnah taught us already that rule.
This is a Yako. This is not a Havamina of the Misa. This is a in a drasha, we're trying to figure out how we learn out the drasha. How the Chazal know? Can't ask a kasha from the Mishnah. Obviously, this isn't true. So it's Yocho. You would have said, "Shani Marav Sheishes Re'arayis," which means that has nothing to do with Yibum. It's Tamadin that Erva Aser is a Tzara. Me'edu Sheishes Re'masuris. So Amrit no. Ma Achos Ishto Miuchedes She'erba, v'chayovim al zdoine karas, v'al shegosa chatas. So that Sheish Arayis have two, but there's another thing. V'efsher linosei lochem. They have an efsher linosei lochem. And that's when we have Asura Le'ibu v'sarasa, v'sarasa Asura. So of course She'erba v'chayovim al karas, now she is chatted. The Efsher did not say the Achim, but Surah the Yibo of Surah the Yibo, Surah Surah. So that's the only time we have the Surah Asur. Yos Lashesh Arayas Chamurus Me'edu.
But even the Achos Ishto.
What's the question? Let me refinish more. So the Shesh, we have a Pircha on the Mamatzinu, because the Shesh Arayas is not Efsher did not say the Achim. Then it says She'ain Surah Edameach. So then it adds, Ein Sara Edameach. Right. So the what is it adding that? So he says this in the Tavis Yishanim. In other words, because if you didn't have Ein Sara Edameach, if you didn't add that, you would say, okay, you have a Pircha on the Sheish Arayis. that they're not included in this Mamatzinu, but all other arayas are included in the Mamatzinu, but they're included in the Mamatzinu even when it's not the Makom Mitzvah. So we say no. We say ain't Sara Edameah.
Meaning it would be that the wife of the Achos Isha would be Usher even if it wasn't the Makom.
Right. Now the question is, how did the Gemara get that? I mean, in other words, if the Havamina was that you don't need Makom Mitzvah. And Haraya, because you wanted to include the Shesh Arayas. You only excluded the Shesh Arayas because you had a Pircha. The Pircha was that the Esther did not say the Okim. But the other Arayas are not included in the Pircha. So where do you get this conclusion? Change Sarah Edameah. Not clear how that battles. Like they're making a double jump from the Havamina to the Maskana. The Havamina was that there is it. Sorry, even not from the Ach. The Maskana is saying that there's a Pircha that you can't learn out the Shesh Arayis. And then it's jumping Shein Sar Edameach. Okay. So.
Unless the only Svar of the Shesh Arayis, once we brought that in, knocked us into the situation of thinking, therefore, it's outside of Yibum. Really, we want to think it's only happening because of Yibum. But obviously, if it includes the other Shesh Arayas, it has to be outside of Yibum. Once we knock out the Shesh Arayas, we go back to our pre-existing notion that it's only B'makom Yibum.
Okay. Maybe that shot. In other words, that the pasha says it's B'makom Yibum. That I hear. That could be. Or the other pshat could be a different pshat, saying just the opposite, that even though we have a pircha on the limud, why shesh arayas are not included, but the pircha is not a logic. Pircha is only a din in hilchos drasha. But now we have to stop and try and understand the logic. Hagup akasha, why isn't shesh arayas pater the tzara? So the logic we mechadish is ain't sara edameach. Okay, you know in order to explain the din, you have to where mechadish is svara. The pircha just is a technical din in hilchos drashas, but it's not a logical svara. So therefore now we're going back and explaining this svara.
I mean, Taisus on Amud Aleph says as far that there's a kol shekain, there's a kol shekain shalob makom mitzvah kiven the isad sara machmas erva, that it makes it it's somehow it's stronger. There's a hamid that should be even stronger.
Okay, fine. That's to be a kol shekain. Okay, so let's see Rashi. I want to read this.
The difference between the 15 arayas and the 6 arayas is that the 15 arayas had have a mina for a second. That's going to be a Yibum? Is that the difference?
The other 15 Arayas, it's possible for your brother to marry them. By this Shesh Arayas, it's impossible for your brother to marry them. That was the Gemara's Pircha. Not a Achos Isha, the Eshrin Inase the Achim. So the 15 Arayas, it's humanly possible for your brother to marry them. The Shesh Arayas, due to technicalities, are not humanly possible for your brother to marry them. Therefore, that was a Pircha. But what the Gemara adds, but that just tells us that the Shesh Arayas don't pass after the Tzara. But how do we know that the 15 Arayas don't pass after the Tzara, even Shabbat Makom Yibam, because the Hamin obviously thought that they did. So okay, we'll have to see. They talk about
from the words of Rashi, Sheptorom Ibum, it means there was a half a minute for half a second that it might be.
And Shesh Arayas is never Shaykh Ibum because you're not married to your brother. So when
the 15 Arayas.
The 15 Arayas,
Rashi calls it Sheptorom. So it means
Rashi, I'm gonna read
half a second, there was a half a minute, they're gonna be Ibum. That's why
En Tzara. Which Rashi are you reading, please?
En Tzara El HaMe'ach.
Okay, so that's in the Maskana. That's the Maskana, not the Hava Mina. And let's read that Rashi. I want to read it together. Saying the Hava Mina was that the 15 Arayas Pater the Tzara, even when it's not Aser the Tzara, even after the Ach, because there's no difference between the 15 Arayas and the Shesh Arayas. The Shesh Arayas are Shlomo Makom Mitzvah, so the 15 Arayas are also Shlomo Makom Mitzvah. Okay, but the Maskana is Shein Tzara Edameach. So Rashi says, Hoel, an explanation.
Hoel. Shein Tzara Edameach, what are we doing?
What?
Shein Tzara Edameach?
Yes, that Rashi. Oh, this is a very interesting Rashi. Hoel Patra Kosa Misi Kosa. Since the Torah patters her. Now, who's her? Hare Patra Misi Kosa, Hare he. Now, who's he? We're talking the Erba or the Tzara? Hoel Patra Kosa Misi Kosa, Hare he Alab Isserei Shesach.
He's
talking
about the Tzara. That's Dibur HaMaskel, right?
Tzara. He's talking about the Tzara.
It's the Erva, no?
He's saying, Ho-o.
Why not the Erva?
No, because, okay, that's what I was asking.
It starts with the Erva.
I think, I don't know. So then, Hare he, Ala B'Israel Shesal Sheshu Abadim, Shebekares.
The last line of Rashi.
Alma, ba'alma lo rami iser eshes of Allah. Bisharina. So it doesn't sound like you're talking about the erba, because then he's not. Then he's missing. It's not sharina. It's not sharina, right? So because you have an iser achos ishto. So Lechari is talking about the Tzara. I think so. So you have this. That chain started up. Oh, Patrick on the Zika. So since we learned from Litzor that there's a Ptur Zika.
So but it starts with the Erva.
What?
And it starts with the Erva.
On there, because you see at the I say at the end of Rashi, Rashi says, Ava Ba'alma means when it's not married to your brother. Lo Sharami Isarachala Visharila. Now, you can't say Sharila going on the Erva, because if she's an Achos Ishto, she's not
Sharila. But that's the second step. But that's the second step.
He's talking about the same woman. It's not the second step. Well, the first, same woman. There's no Rashi, don't say two steps. Rashi speaking on one woman, that by Ho'o Patra Komi Zikaso, Hare He Olav Yisra'e Shesach, and that's why she's Aser. I will be Alma. He is Sharilei. He doesn't discuss his second. No, it will be very chaser to stick in the second step, because he never mentions anything about a second step. So that's why I think he's going on the Tzara. So he's saying like this, that ain't Tzara Edameach. Why? Because why is it Tzara Aser? Ho, Patra Kol Mizikaso. Since the din of Litzor tells us that she the Tzara doesn't have a Zika. Harehi alav itzere shesach. Shein abad. So therefore, the Tzara gets an iser eshesach shesho abad. She begares. Tiksiv ervas eshesachicha. So that's why she's aser.
I will say she esh labanim is supposed to love makamitzah. It could be the same thing if it was eshesach shloi belalamo. We have the same din also.
Okay, that's the explanation.
That's the
vernacular, yes. Ava ba'alma, but in a case where it's not met, she's not to be makom yibum, so lo the anitzara of an achos ishta, lo rami iser eshesach Allah, sharilai. There's no iser eshesach, so she remains mutter. So what is Rashi saying?
Rashi's saying the whole Isser Tzar is really an Isser Eshesach. It conquers her for Yibam and Chalitza, and therefore it's an Eshesach as Aser.
In other words, Rashi is telling you a very important Chiddush. I think it's in the Rosh Hashivas, it's China. Why is it Tzara Aser? So his pshat is that, you know, the Gemara and the Hava Amina apparently held that the Tzara is Aser because the Erva is Aser, and the Erva is Iser contaminates the Tzara. So if the Erva is an Achas Ishto, so it turns the Achas Ishto, the Tzara, into an Achas Ishto. Therefore, it would be Aser even Shlomo Mako Mitzvah.
So then why do you need a special limud for Tzara Tzara?
Wait.
But, I mean, this is, maybe that's where Baruch Bear's question.
That's not relevant. I don't know. Okay, let me think. Please, yes, but not change the topic. That's Ricky Baeger's caution. We don't go, we're not going there. I'm not ready to do that one yet. So Rashi's saying...
Rashi seems to be leading us in that direction.
Nothing in that direction. That's not, nothing to do with it. That's a kasha. It's a valid kasha, but it's not talking about this Rashi. No matter what you say, it's shver. But Rashi's saying like that, but okay, if he's reading it, fine. But the Rashi's saying the Hamina was that the way Erva works is Erva makes the Tzara Aser. Therefore, it would even be Shlomo Makom Mitzvah. The Maskana is no. All the Erva does is the Erva patches her. The Erva patches her. And now that she's potter, Harehi Alav, the Isser Eshesav, Sheshabana. So now that she's potter, then she has an Isser Eshesav. Once she has an Isser Eshesav, so she's also to you. In other words, so he's saying that the reason why the Tzara is Aser is because of the Isser Eshesach. So if there's not the Makom Mitzvah, there's no Eshesach.
So according to the Hava Mina, that the Erva contaminates it. So at what point does that happen? And does that have anything to do with
the time when the brother dies, when the husband dies?
But I'm saying, how would that apply when there's no mitzvah of Yibam, though?
Well, still, when the guy dies, we learn the parsha that when the litzer, when a husband dies and he has two wives, if one wife is usher to you, so the other wife becomes usher.
And even though it has no Yibam.
Well, nothing to do with Yibam. That was the Abamina. Obviously, that's what we find by Sheish HaRayis. The Maskana is that no. So you're not usher because you're contaminated by the other woman. You're usher because you have an isser eshesach.
How does Rashi know this from? If so, ain't sar elamiach. There's nothing in this brisa. Rashi's making up a veil to get
eshesach. Rashi is explaining why. Ain Sarah and Amayach.
Doesn't explain where the switch is in the brace and why Rebbe has to cash before. Why do you need these extra words?
That's the Havana of the din. Why is it that there's no din Sarah if it's Shlomo Makom Mitzvah? If it's by the Shesha Rayas. The Maisa, you're at Sarah's Erva. If Shad is that the Erva answers the Sarah. So then it should apply by all Arayas. So the fact that it doesn't apply by all Arayas shows us the simon that the Habana is that the Iser is because the Sarah's Aser, because of her own Iser Eshesach.
In other words, she would have been mutter before the HSH. What would have happened? Maybe that was his kasha before. What would have happened before the HSH kicks in, right? We say that they're equal and they both wouldn't go. Before the Israel HSH kicks in, right? We have a havamina that the erva patas tzara, right? There's a litzra that says the erva prevents or blocks or mania that the tzara shouldn't go, right?
We're not havamina, that's the maskara.
No, we're saying it's only because of HSH. No, it's not only because of HSH.
The Erva Pater is the Tzara. That's nothing to do with the Eshesach. And now that the Tzara is patterned, then the Tzara gets an Eshesach, and that's why the Tzara is Aser.
The Erva Pater the Tzara before. Let's say Eshesach never patters. For some reason, Eshesach is just not a. Is
the
a,
Erva, The erva paters the tzara.
Right.
And now that the tzara is pater, so she's an iser. She, the tzara, gets an iser eshazah. Okay.
So I think it's easy. It's better. It's easier, at least maybe just for me, to understand it as an eshes ach shalohi belomo as opposed to eshes ach shalobana.
But why? But you're confusing me.
Gradually, no, I'm just saying it's an iser eshes because
then explains why. I don't think why you want them.
No, then we understand why tzara works just like eshes ach shalohi belomo. If someone else is yibum, the brother doesn't.
Fine. I like using the words of Rashi. But the Rashi says, but you want to write your way, right? Your way. Okay. Anyway, now let's stop and think for a second. Is there any other way that you could explain that like Rashi? What would be, is Rashi the Pashtus, or is the Pashtus different than Rashi?
Isn't is it possible?
Famous Chakira, they ask. Rabbi, there's a famous Chakira whether Yibum is Hutcha or Hutra.
Yeah.
But this Rashi, it's Mashma, because it pops back up.
What pops back up?
The Yisr Eshesach.
Once you remove Yibum, the Eshesach pops up. Everyone would agree the Eshesach pops up that there's no Mitzvah Yibum. That's not totally on that Chakira, no.
Okay.
But the Chaira.
Is it possible that the issue of the Torah takes place the second she married the brother?
That gets a I don't know. I don't know that we're going to do a sugya later of when the nefilah happens. That gets into a sugya later. But
I'm the tzaras erva. I don't understand. There's a pasuk says litzra is a tzaras erva. That's what
litzra
is how she's a tzaras erva. She's not allowed to go to she's also
right. So
the original litzra.
There's an iser called tzaras erva. That's the makom mitzvah. The makom mitzvah, and it says lo sikach the tzaras erva. I don't have to come on to Eishes Ach.
But then why is it she'ein tzara erva but me'ach?
Because that's where it says it. It says it through this whole drushes.
In other words, okay, so it happens to be, I am agreeing with you. In other words, Raj is saying a very big finish. The Gemara and the Havamina obviously held that the way that Tzara becomes Aser is not because of her Eshesach, because they held that the Tzara is Aser even by the Shesharayas that don't have an Eshesach. So the Gemara and the Amina held that the way that Tzara becomes Aser is because the Tzara gets contaminated by the Erva. Now they have a drasha that we have a pircha that the only time we say the din of Tzara's Erva, it has to be dumya to achlas ishta, that it's that your brother can marry you. Okay. So and therefore it doesn't apply to the Shesha Rayas. We want to know why. So the simple shot would be the Chaira, and I think like Shmuel, is that why make such a big switch? The Avada Pshat and Saras Erva is that the Erva answers you. Except that the only time the Erva answers you is when you fall to Yibum.
Why? Logically, if the Erva has some power to contaminate the Tzara, then that should have nothing to do with Yibum.
Okay, so there would be a Svara to say is that the fact that you, so to speak, fall to Yibum together is what puts you together. The link that puts you together is the fact that you're falling together. You have to be together. You have to be linked to Aser. So the link is that you fell together, and you became. In other words.
Is it the same?
I believe it's that when we say that erva Pater is a tzara. How does the erva pater the tzara? Does the erva pater the tzara? Now, the tzara really should have mitzvah yibum. So is it that the since the something is it that the since the erva is pater, therefore the tzara is pater, or somehow or another the gabi the ptur, the iser of the erva carries over to the tzara, and that's why the tzara is pater. So that's what you know. Without Rashi, you could say such a thing that. Listen, the Hamina held that the Isser of the Erva carries over to the Tzara. Now the Drasha is that we only say that by Makam Yibum. But the Isser, but the Erva gets the Tzara gets the Isser of the Tzara gets the Isser of the Tzara gets the Isser. Of the erva, right? That would be in a certain sense. That would be like someone said. Okay, that's gonna make you know. Okay, right. You know,
Is it the same as saying is it a hutra or nitra?
No, nothing to do with that because that's not relevant here because over here there's no mitzvahs yibum. So the Eishesach is definitely here. But the question is it Sara Aser? You know, there's the way Rashi says it is that Erva only patches the Sara. The Erva doesn't Aser the Sara. The Erva patches the Sara. And like it's a two-step process. First, the erva pater the tzara from the mitzvah yibum, and now that the tzara is pater, then in meile it gets an iser eishes off because it's an eishes off shabu makom mitzvah. So the iser is like a two step process. The erva paters the tzara. Once the tzara is patered, then the tzara becomes an eishes off. Now that the tsar is an ashes off, so it's the tsar is aser. Now that the tsar is an ashes off, so the tsar of pater is its tsar, etc. But the other way of saying it is the erva doesn't pater the tsar, the erva asers the tsar, and now the tsar paters herself. Because just like the because it's Sarah's answer, so she's potter, and it's a one step.
What? Maybe wants to say one step.
I'm not wanting to say. I'm just
saying it's an alternative for Rashi. Rashi's saying two steps, and Rebbe's saying it's an alternative.
That Rashi's saying two steps. Yes, at first the erva potters at Sarah. Now that the Sarah's potter, then Mimeda gets an iserations off. That means this, Hoel Upatra Kasa. That's Rashi is saying very clearly that it's because the Tzara is Pater, therefore it gets an Isser Eshazach, and that's why the Tzara is Aser. It's that's clear. But without Rashi, there would be room to say that we're not falling off from the Havamina. The Havamina was that Shesh Arayis Aser and Tzara. And it means the tzara is not usher because of the achas ishto, eshesach. There's no eshesach there. So the hamina was that the erva asers the tzara, except that the maskana is that the only time the erva asers the tzara is the makom yibum. Right? So it's a completely different way of saying it. Is it that the erva paters the tzara, and then the meida the tzara gets its own iser? Or the erva after the tzara and the meida the tzara is pater.
Rashi's way is not. I mean, the one step way that Rebbe's suggesting is creating an extra iser. I mean, Rashi's saying this: the iser happens with meila.
Fine, I understand that. But the mice of the Gemara and the Havamina clearly thought such a thing, because the Gemara and the Havamina thought that there is an iser tzara even by shesh arayis. Which don't have an Ashes off.
But at that point, you thought it was not Ashes off.
Did the Hamas Ghana drop the Havamina?
Once you say it's not going Sheish Arayis, right? So then you need to come up with an explanation why it is or how it is that it only potters in the Makom Yibam. So Rashi's coming with a very good explanation of the difference.
I'm not asking any question. You don't need to defend Rashi. I'm making an observation that there could be a different way of learning this Gemara.
But then Rashi, there's no explanation of why.
We're not arguing. I'm not asking any question. I'm just saying that if not for Rashi, Rashi's beautiful, Rashi's smarter than me. Very nice. I'm just saying that if not for Rashi, I might have learned to go
right. Give me an explanation for Rashi, why Rashi says it.
I'm not bothered. Fine, great. I don't have a problem. What I want to know, my million-dollar shayla is, I'm curious whether other people argue with Rashi. Because that would be a major yesodistic of machlokes in the entire Masechta. So what I would like to do, Rabbi Chanan can't argue with Rashi. Rabbi Chanan is an Achron.
He has two different simanim on this, right?
Okay. And this Rashi?
I'm not Rashi on the Gemara.
Okay. Well, I'll have to look. I did. But let's look at the Titus Yishtarim. Let's look at the Titus Yishtarim.
He ends up saying, no, it's direct infection.
What?
It says Havamina is that it works through Tzaras Achosisha, and then he ends up saying, "I don't like that pshat in the Gemara." It makes more sense to say that it's direct infection.
It's direct.
Yeah. What? Not like Rashi. Not like you're learning Rashi.
What? I didn't follow. What?
He seems to be learning the other way, not like you're learning pshat and Rashi.
What's the other way?
It's direct. It's the erva. That Potters.
The Erva Potters? Well, right. I won't say the Erva Potters.
The Erva makes now, the Tzara like an Erva.
It's Tzara, that could be too. I'm thinking, but as far as why you're usher to marry the Tzara, we're discussing why you're usher to marry the Tzara, not why the Tzara is Potter. Rashi's not discussing, Rashi's whole Potter. The Tzara is Potter because the Erva somehow or another Potters the Tzara. But the question is, now that the Tzara is Potter, what happens? Why is the Potter Tzara Usher? She's just Potter, but why should she become Usher? So Rashi says, the Isser is the Eshasa. Rashi says very clearly, Areyas Alab Isser Eshasa. So I like to read this Yishanim, and I want to try and figure out, is the Tzavit Yishanim arguing with Rashi, or could we say that the Tzavit Yishanim is agreeing with Rashi, right?
Does Rebbe agree with the premise that I'm saying that if you're not going according to Rashi, you need to have an explanation why it works?
I'm not interested. You're answering a question I'm not asking. You're trying to defend Rashi. I have no guess.
I'm saying anyway, Rebbe's trying to find an alternative. I'm saying according to the alternative, is there a burden to therefore explain how come it only works for Yibum, not for other cases?
I don't know. Let me see if there's such an alternative. We'll see. I don't know. The lawyer there. Now, let me see. Let me read the Tavis Yishanim. She ain't star enemyach. The e koshele. Amai itzach lemeimar. She ain't star enemyach. Why they need this second step? The lo sagine. The ho of yeshri. You don't say the ochid. In other words, the Gemara should have stopped there. You have a pircha. You can't learn out from achos ishto. Because there's a pircha finish. So why do we need this whole step? Change Sarah and Mayach. Tara says, the Havada Shamina Mine, the Eilu.
It's part of the Kasha.
The Havada Shamina Mine, the Eilu Shesha Rais, Mahamuros. Ho, we actually know say the Achim. Sarah say, Mutaris. Okay, yeah, it's part of the Kasha. Since they're not in the you have this pircha, you're right. Thank you. Right. So they're sort of saying mutar. Okay. The Ezra Natars, the Isra, we need this extra step. The E Lohabe Omar Edashayatu Shesharai is, if we would have just said the first part, Hava Minim, Hani sheish arayis who the reserve say mutaris. The sheish arayis are mutar. Yishum do ashehu de mavi makom mitzvah klal because they can't marry the brother. Not shaya. Avo hanav tesvav, but the other tesvav. Hava mina, I would have said the whole of avi b'makom mitzvah, since they have the potential to be b'makom mitzvah, so they don't have this pircha. Dilma afilo shalom b'makom mitzvah for seim asuris. You know, there is. I would continue the hava mina. The hava mina was that there's an iser sara even shalom b'makom mitzvah. So the pircha only was that you have to be that you have the potential to marry the brother. So fine. So the other arayas have the potential to marry a brother, and they should be out there even shabba makom mitzvah. We make karenami ki amar yochol shani mar b'avshesh arayis chamuris ma'itam yishum dukshu kol arayis zudazu v'kimin nekshin and nahani shesh arayis tesvav shem kunim asiris nokanami tesvav nokishnami tesvav v'shesh ma'ahot nishnam makom mitzvah afok nishnam makom mitzvah. So and as he's showing that according to the Havamina, we wanted to answer the Saras Erva Shinaba Mako Mitzvah. The Amina the Hani Tesva Shinabako Mitzvah. Asura. So that was a Havamina. The Havamina was that the Tesva of Asuras are also even Shinaba Mako Mitzvah. So if the Gemara would not have stuck in this line, I would have thought that that Havamina remains even in the Maskana. So that's why the Gemara adds that the only tzara me'ach tesvav ain't an asuras and of the makom mitzvah. The tesvav are only asur the makom mitzvah. Avo shalav the makom mitzvah shari. They're only aser b'makom mitzvah, but lo b'makom mitzvah they're shari.
And Rashi explains why.
Okay, so this is the question. So the question is, he says, "Ach in Neymar the ain sara enemy ach," which is saying, "Tesva bas ain an asuras and a b'makom mitzvah." That's both. You know, there's, I would have said.
Is that goes into Unim on this line here, Rebbe? I don't know if Rebbe wants to. One second.
I would have said, Tetva Vena Sermena Mokom Mitzvah. The Hamina was that the Tetva, in other words, the way he's setting it up, the Hamina was that the way it works is this contamination. And therefore, it answers even Shlomo Makom Mitzvah. Nothing to do with Isserei Shesach. I give you even Shlomo Makom Mitzvah. I'm in Achos Ishta. I transfer my Isser Achos Ishta to you. Tyrant says, no. Ain't Sarah and a Makom Mitzvah. Okay. So what do you people say?
It's very nice with Rashi.
Contamination by Eishasach.
What?
Rebbe said the contamination is your passing. She's passing the Eishasach.
No, the contamination is not the Eishasach. The Havamina was...
No, it's the Erva itself.
The Havamina was... It's nothing to do with the Eishasach. The Havamina was that the Tesva of Arayas, since they answer the tzara, even shlava makom mitzvah. So it's obviously nothing to do with the eishesach, because there is no eishesach on the tzara. So that means the hamina was that the tesvav arayis, the achos ishto, transfers the iser achos ishto to the tzara. That was a havamina. Kamashmanon, that's not true. It's not true because... Shane Sarah Leah, Tesvav Ain Asuris, and a Makom Mitzvah. I was Shlomo Makom Mitzvah Shari. So, what that question is, what do you people think? I heard that Binyamin Simon already, he committed, he says he voted in. This is exactly like Rashi. Okay. What does anyone else think? Right, we're really fetching on the last line. The Havamina was definitely not like Rashi. The Havamina was that we're transferring the Isser Achas Ishto because there is no Eshetoch. So the Havamina is that we transfer the Isser Achas Ishto. The question is, what is the Kamashmanon? So the Rashi says, Kamashmanon, Ein Asur is Elam Mako Mitzvah, Avashlam Mako Mitzvah Shari. So what do you people say? Some help. What do you say?
Am I clear why I say he's going like Rashi?
I heard your opinion.
No, but I'm saying, am I clear why I say he's going like Rashi?
I know why. Because why not?
No, please.
You're not being fair. I heard you. You made your point four times at least. I heard you say Rashi's logical because there's a hechla, because there's no svara. Fine, I understand. Beautiful. Rashi's beautiful. And since Rashi's beautiful, Mistam, everyone in the world must
say that. If anybody else wants to say something else, they have to give an explanation what the difference is between.
Okay, I hear. I'm not arguing with you. I just want to know whether does that sound like what the David Yishanim is saying? So you say yes. Okay.
He doesn't say Eishesach. He doesn't say in the male decay shesach. He doesn't say. He just says that the asses the tzar. I think that's the lashon here, right? The ain in the suras elba makam mitzvah. The asa be makam mitzvah. There's a makam mitzvah. Shloba makam mitzvah. But it's not a male decay shesach that's coming and pattering it. Taisus and Gimel Menal happens to say those words, but I'm saying this Taisus Yishan does not say that. He says that's why it has to ain Israel on the ah. He should have pointed out the grand slam and say it because of the fact that it's an Eshesach, but he doesn't say that.
Which Jaivis and Amen and Gimel and Av are you referring to?
Kivan.
Yes, okay, there he says it too, like Rashi. Yeah, okay, that's true. So Taisus says also like Rashi that the Bako Mitzvah Uda Sira, even the Mishum the Memele Koi Bisereshach. So the Shaila is, what's this Taisus Yishanim?
What's the svara of Taisus Yishanim that he's saying? This is svara we would say that the sheish arayas are out because it's impossible to have a mitzvah, but the tezvav, since they could have it, like what is that havamina that he's saying?
That seems to be what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara seems to say that that's a miracle.
I'm not
familiar with Hilchos Drashas, but the Gemara seems to say that it's a pircha that.
But if we have a havana that's already knocking out the contamination, right? At that step, the contamination is knocked out, right? Because we knocked out,
knocked out.
So if it's not knocked out, then why is the
shesh not?
What?
Because then the 15 women, why would they be usher shalom b'makom mitzvah? You can't say that it's because of Eshesach anymore. It sounds like he has a middle level that he's
right,
saying.
How could it be contamination? But you just knocked out. You're saying at that step that we knocked out contamination,
but only you have to be able to learn an Avtom Achas Ishto. The Torah wrote Xeris Akasa Chiddush. That Achos Ishto contaminates the Sarah. You want to learn, if you don't have a limud, you can't learn out anything else from Achos Ishto. So the Pasuk of Litzor is written by Achos Ishto. Now we want to learn out what other arayas from a mamasina from Achos Ishto. So the hamina of the Gemara was we should learn out shesh arayas from Achos Ishto. The Gemara says that there's a pircha. You can't learn out other arayas from the shesh arayas from Achos Ishto because you have this pircha of the eshri nasei lochem.
But doesn't that disprove?
But as far as the test of arayas, we could learn out the mamatzina now. And apparently, the Havamina understands the way erva works, and the way Achos Ishto makes its sara is that it contaminates its sara, and it gives its sara ptur and isra'ish Achos Ishto. So therefore, there's no difference. Why should it make a difference whether it's been makom yibum or shalom makom yibum? That's what the Gemara. That's the step. The Tosfos Yeshanim has such a step. That's why already you see in the Tosfos Yeshanim where you're getting nervous and he's not like Rashi. That's because he has a step clearly that there's a step to say that the way it's working is that it's contamination. So now the question is, the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Why isn't it true? She'ein ha'masuris ad b'makom mitzvah. So I don't know. I would say, maybe this is what Shmuel was saying, is that the language, I think, I think that the Tosfos Yeshanim is not mashma like Rashi. He clearly has a havamina that of this sort of contamination. As much as Binyamin Zion says it makes no sense, but he has such a havamina.
I just said that the burden is to prove why it's different.
But he had such a havamina with that burden of proof.
But don't we say that Rashi havamina, also? Don't we say that Rashi had to learn the Gemara's Havamina like that also?
No, but that was but that was when you're including in Rashi is because you learned the Shesh Arayas. And like someone said, it could be because once the Hekesh, I forgot who said it, and it was, well, you know, I said you could say it a different way too, but he said it that
I
way
said,
too.
I said that.
You said it, so I give you credit, okay, that once we learn out Shesh Arayas, so we learn how Shesh Arayas from the Hekesh. So that forces us into saying that it's working through contamination because there's no other possible explanation. Okay. But once we drop the lima from Shesh Arayas, so then there's no Havamina under the sun anymore to say that it's contamination. Could be.
Can I put a point of information? I'm just a little confused. Rebbe, I'm just a point of just clarification. Rebbe, please define what is b'makom mitzvah and shelo b'makom mitzvah.
B'makom mitzvah means that you're married to your brother. Shelo b'makom mitzvah means she's married to a stranger.
Okay, thank you very much.
When we had a havamina that the sheish arayis aser the tzara, obviously the sheish arayis are not married to your brother. Because Shesh Arayas can't marry your brother.
Right.
So the Havamina Shesh Arayas Asa Tzara is even Shlobo Makom Mitzvah. Now we have a Pircha that tells us the Shesh Arayas are out. Now comes along the Tosfos Yeshanim and he says, but wait, there's still another Havamina that maybe, granted, the Shesh Arayas don't pater with Tzara, don't even Shlobo Makom Mitzvah. But maybe the test of Arayas, go ahead and ask her the Tzara, Shlomo Makom Mitzvah. So he has such a Havamina, which Binyamin Simon says is an illogical Havamina, but he has that Havamina.
It just requires a burden of proof.
Okay, but he has such a Havamina that the test of Arayas, even though the Shesh Arayas don't, but the test of Arayas do aser the tzara, even shlomo makom mitzvah, which means that the contamination and they carry over the iserashes up. So he clearly has such a funny havamina, whatever, that works with contamination. The maskana, he doesn't say in his words that he doesn't say in his answer, I got it all wrong. Change all shas. If the maskana is like Rashi, then the switch in the last three words are like the whole Yevamis is being switched around. Until we got to his last three words, he thought that the way Erva, what Erva does is the Erva asers the Tzara. And then the Tzara passes herself. The Erva, the Achos Ishto, gives the Tzara an Isser Achos Ishto. That's what he thought. Therefore, he said, wait, if that's the way it works, so let it work even Shalom Mako Mitzvah. So now what is he saying? He's saying is I got all wrong shot, and that snapshot how it works. It works because I only pop to you, I don't ask you, and then I don't know. Like, to me, that's very chaser. Rashi Gupa speaks that out. That's very nice.
Does Rebbe think the Gersa can make a difference in us?
Why this Yeshanim who clearly speaks out almost fakirt from Rashi till the last step? Type of Yeshanim is Rashi never really entertains the Taivis Yishanim's Havamina. But the Taivis Yishanim who has this Havamina till the last step, and to say that Rashi spent, felt he had to give this whole long drasha to explain the Maskana. To say that the Taivis Yishanim in these cryptic words is telling you Rashi Svara, I don't know. To me, that's very strange. I think Rashi didn't feel that you would figure it out from just someone saying those words. Rashi had to explain it.
There's a gillion.
What?
There's a gillion. There's the whole line in Tosfos Yeshanim.
Does the Girsa change come into play there, Rabbi? Kedei Lashminan Dafilo Elo Hetzesvo? Does that make a difference?
That's the gillion. The gillion is saying that.
Shane, Sara, Ada, the Ace. The Sara.
No, Kedei Lashminan. Turek Lime Kedei Lashminan.
Saying we take changing the words. Sarah Leimar.
Kidei Lashmina.
Kidei Lashmina. But where do you stick that in?
The Afilu.
The Bays. Where the Bays is.
The Afilu Elin. It could be a Zayin.
I don't know. I don't know.
Fusim, it's a Zayin.
In the actual Girsa, it just says Ela Me'ach.
I don't see whether it changes anything.
I don't know if it changes anything.
Okay, but you know, Rashi doesn't say. The Taivis Yishanim doesn't make this switch. He's like missing the boat. The Havamina of the Taivis Yishanim that he holds, he created. Now maybe you say Rashi also has it to a certain extent, but he creates his Havamina clearly that there's a Svara to say that there's a contamination. And it's not just like Binyamin Zayin said, because we're learning, we never say such a crazy thing, except we see it by Shei Sharayas. He's saying that even without the Shei Sharayas, the Havamina is that Yibum worked through contamination, that Sarah, the Tzur and Sarah worked through contamination. That's clearly what he's setting up. So now the Maskana, I personally think that it's very, very schwer to say that his maskana, he's switching the whole thing. It's not there. He doesn't say it. He just says one thing, that it's only b'mako mitzvah. So all he's saying is that the system that I created only works b'mako mitzvah. But you're not changing the system. So at least, I don't know what the... I have to see Rabbi Rabbi Meltzer, Rabbi Chaim. But I would venture to think that it sounds like it's a machlekes rishonim, that the Rashi, and it is true, Tavis and Amud Aleph, are learning that the Isser is the Isser Eishesof. Because the main akoy of Isser Eishesof, but he's saying that the Isser is the Achos Ishto, and not the Eish Yisach. Right? That would happen to be that okay that
what if the Tosfos Yeshanim thinks like Binyamin Simon that Einser Alameach, it's Pasha that those words mean like Rashi, it can't mean contamination. Why would that be?
Why does those words mean that? Binyamin Simon is saying because he doesn't think it's any logical svara, because contamination is a crazy svara, and we never had such a svara.
We only saw
contamination because when we were forced into it from the Shesha Rayas.
I mean, that's not fair.
But otherwise, there's no such svara. But if you grant that we were working, you know, the rule in learning is we always minimize the switch between the Havim and Maskana. So if the Tosfos Yeshanim is working with a Havamina, that contamination is the way Sara works, that it works through contamination. And therefore, by the Tesvav Arayas are working through contamination, Nemeda would work even Shlomo Makom Mitzvah. So he says, no, there's some true thing, it's only the Makom Mitzvah.
So that's what we need to explain. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is, if we say contamination, we need to explain why it has to be only work with Makom Mitzvah. That's the only thing I'm saying.
Okay, so because it's a drasha, because the Torah only wrote it by Bimako Mitzvah, so it's Xeris HaKazes, I'm Bimako Mitzvah.
As opposed to a logical, well-presented reason given to us by Rashi of why it works only Bimako Mitzvah.
That's right. Yes, thank you. You said it beautifully.
Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe the words Einser Alameach according to Tosfos Yeshanim mean not contamination.
Well, why does that mean that, right? He tells you what it means. It means that Einam Ed B'Mako Mitzvah. That's what it means. The words Einser Alameach means
maybe
B'Mako Mitzvah.
Maybe he doesn't.
That's all it means.
But maybe that doesn't hold that idea.
It's only B'Mako Mitzvah.
Holds that if you say contamination, you have to say it even B'Mako Mitzvah. He doesn't hear say contamination shaloba muk only when it's
all he's saying is that the only din ain't a third edamuk on mitzvah. It's not even hitting the nail, because according to Rashi, it's not because it's muk on mitzvah, no muk on mitzvah. It's the muk on where there's an iserashisach. It just happens to be that the muk on mitzvah there's an iserashisach, and it's like you're not hitting the nail on the head.
Rabbi, can I say something radical?
In other words, it's according to Rashi, the word is ain't asuras at a b'makom when there's an eshesach. B'makom mitzvah is a way of saying eshesach. It's like he's talking so vague, and he's not hitting the point. Why?
Rabbi, can I say something radical? Maybe Rashi Gufa agrees to the Tosfos Yeshanim that he also holds as a din iser. And he's just answering the Tosfos Yeshanim's kashas. He's explaining why that's called the Makom Mitzvah. In other words, he's explaining, because you see Lemaisa is a Me'ilgah, so that's why it's a Makom Mitzvah type of din. It's not pshat that that's why the Tzara is. The whole Torah means that the Erev Pat is the Tzara. But it's not the din that the reason why that's what she's not going is because of the Eishasach that's Me'ilgah.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, I can't tell you. I don't know. Okay, so let me think about this a little more. You people think, I like to look at it. Rabbi Nussan says that there's a Kobe Saharis here.
So I think a famous Brisker Rovin and Sefer.
Yeah. Famous Brisker Rovin. Machlokas and Daf Yud Gimel, Pshat in Tzara Serva.
Where is it? Kobe Saharis is on Yud Gimel?
I'm not sure. It's like Reish something. He's in Ravashi.
Ravashi, okay.
All plunter with Rashi's girsa and Rabbeinu Tam's girsa a little bit further.
Okay, so let me not Shmuel. If you find you have a famous brisker, maybe send you. Would you like sending me Mar Mekaymus? So send me the Mar Makom, please.
It's a long shekel, but he says that Rashi tells us agree. I mean, it goes through. I'll try to find okay, the.
We're still suffering here a little bit from. You know, we're much better, but we're still a little bit. Lack of soil.
Okay.
Fine. Yeah, everybody. Okay, good night.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.